This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Under leftist brainwashing, this German Brina Burana music would be called Nazi, or it would be called cultural expropriation. Everything's a thought crime. Every word, every new vocabulary they give you will then be made obsolete within the month or within the year, so that they can sit in the place of arbitrating what words can be used, what culture can be adopted. That's why it starts with something simple like, don't call us homosexual. That scientific term, like heterosexual, hurts us. Call it straight, call it gay. You go, okay, I want to be nice. You're gay. You're happy. You can expropriate words now and, you know, basically without even going to court, just you know, change scientific terms. And then now, don't say you have a mother and father. Some people don't have that. Don't say brown paper bag. That hurts people's feelings. That's racist. No one ever said it was racist, but we say it is, so you can't use that term now. And by the way, don't say this is an Islamic attack. That only encourages more of the attacks. We're going to arrest you if you say this was Islam. We've hired former Stasi to do it. I mean, it's like they think the public has collective amnesia. It's our job to expose the fact that this is a cult, multi-cult culturalism, is about bringing in all these other people who are just people, they act just like people, act like white people, act like black people, humans act the same. Then they program the minorities to be race-based. It's incredible. Absolutely amazing. Now, we're going to, after the break, get some guests on the broadcast. We have quite a few today. Gerald Celente is coming up at the bottom of the hour to give us his breakdown of what we've seen in the year past and what's coming up in the future. We've got Roger Stone popping in. He's decided to rally and come on for about 10 minutes, even though he's got a cold or is under the weather from not sleeping as much as he should, writing this book. He's been working 18 to 20 hours a day the last few weeks. And then we've got Paul Joseph Watson scheduled to be hosting the fourth hour today from London, England. And he's got some guests joining him as well. So you don't want to miss all of the rest of the 3 hours that are laid out before us. Now, I need to take a breath here and just sit back and think about what we've just witnessed. I have really not spent any time so far talking about the fact that we have seen Donald J. Trump come from way behind to get the nomination, despite the fact they tried to steal that outrageously, to becoming president-elect, and then now the last 5 weeks of total hysteria trying to stop that and trying to have recounts that only got him more votes and trying to then launch wars and other diversions and trying to say there's a terror attack, it's his fault, and then saying that, again, the electors shouldn't go for him. Despite all that, he got, what, 303 electors of the 270 needed, and they had a bunch of electors actually go against Hillary. More electors went against Hillary, even though no one promoted that, than went against Trump. So it actually backfired in another incredibly repudiating reversal and just showing people don't want her. And I'm glad it was Bernie Sanders people that realized they stole the nomination from him and said, you know what? We're going to be faithless for you because you were faithless and stole this. She lost 4 in Washington State alone. So that's all coming up on the other side of this quick break. We've got video and audio of them getting hysterical and crying and screaming when their goddess, the arrogant, stumbling tyrant, failed.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Now, everybody knows that I'm obsessed with how the global social engineers are able to set the parameters and label things. They call themselves progressives. They call themselves liberals. Then when they're in opposition to what libertarians and patriots want, they say, oh, you're right-wing extremist. And then they couple everybody else onto the horrible agenda being carried out by the fake establishment, blue blood, robber baron Republicans. But then in real policy, the Democrats and Republicans carry out the globalism, carry out the modern imperialism, carry out the modern oppression, and then respectively point fingers at each other and say, everybody does it. Well, Carol Quigley wrote Tragedy and Hope in the 60s for the CIA because their own section chiefs couldn't understand why they were funding communist, socialist, and fascist, as well as just run-of-the-mill dictators, instead of promoting liberty. They were changing over from the Eisenhower policy of trying to put good governments in, which is bad enough because you see where it goes, to putting bad governments in. and Quigley in the book, which we sell, by the way, in hardcover. It's back in print. 1,100 pages. Wasn't meant for the general public. There were lawsuits over it, but because the government paid for it, it went into open domain. When first only a few copies were out there that got leaked, they tried to deny it was real in the early 70s, folks. There was a whole controversy over this book. 1,100 pages. You read it, it's a blueprint, a owner's manual, an operator's manual on how to run full-spectrum political dominance. But at the end, it's all command and control. And it's anti-free market and wants monopolies, oligopolies. Brzezinski's written books that are public admitting it all as well. But those are public. And so that's why they're bringing in Islam, because it's not compatible. And so the leftists who hate the states and who hate the Electoral College and who, you know, all this other garbage, suddenly love it and love the states and said be faithless electors. Well, Hillary Clinton lost more electors than Trump did. In fact, I did the math yesterday. The issue was, even in states where people are allowed to be faithless, they just ignored them, arrested them, drug them out, you name it. Imagine if Trump people did that. Turns out, I counted these up last night, Hillary lost more than 30 electors. Trump just lost a few. Incredible. So Hillary lost four in Washington. The reason that's so important, that's where the four stuck. They went to Bernie Sanders. In other places, they just ignored it, and it was not even in the news, or it was mentioned. Well, they, you know, this group of seven, or this group of four, or this group of ten, or this group of two, tried to vote against, but weren't allowed. The police took them out. So I sat there before I shot a live video on Facebook last night, and I tally them up. So, and there's also mainstream news articles that also admitted it. They're like, yeah, Hillary was rebuffed, or Hillary lost more than Trump. So imagine, they're advertising, they're writing thousands of letters to each elector who's Republican. They're doing, they have Hollywood stars saying, do this, do this, do this, do this. And they get rebuked because Hillary, Joe Biden had to go out on the trail and say, I know you don't like Hillary. I know you like Sanders. But man, Donald Trump's evil. And record numbers of Reagan Democrats, black and white and Hispanic, those type of folks went and they voted for Trump, the same people that voted for Obama, hoping for change. And if Trump doesn't deliver or die trying, he'll be more hated than Obama. Because people weren't sure but gave Obama a chance. I didn't like McCain myself, so I was like, I'm pretty much neutral. Except McCain claims he's less anti-gun, so I got to go McCain. But I didn't vote for him. I just said, we're going to see what happens. And boy, Obama was worse than I thought. I hated the Republicans so much that one of the few times I was wrong in my life, I didn't support McCain. And of course, he was meant to lose. So it was like a Don King boxing match, they say, you know, reportedly, allegedly, sometimes, you know, both boxers kind of know what's going on. Who knows? The point is, in that case, we knew the fix was in. So I said, hey, the fix is in. It doesn't matter. He's the new Messiah. We'll see what happens. But boy, the racial division, all of it. So you've got these whining babies in Wisconsin wailing and freaking out. Here it is.
Thank you, tellers, for tallying the votes. The votes are 10 votes, Donald J. Trump.
This is not America. America's been stolen. Don't do this. This is begging for Hillary. This is begging for Hillary. He launches all these wars, steals the donation money from the Haitians. He's involved in all this corruption. And they're saying, shame, okay, shame, shame. Shame on
the
you.
For vice president.
And then they go on and choose the electors also for Mr. Pence. Now, Vice President Pence. Elect, but about to be president in 30 days. You think these desperate people are going to stop? Now, notice they blamed the racists, then they blamed the homophobes. Now you're Russian agents if you support Trump. You want World War III, even though most analysts and historians on the left and right say, no, no, Hillary would push us towards World War III. Trump's a businessman. He wants a win-win. He doesn't want austerity. He doesn't want eugenics. He doesn't want World War III. That's what the whole Davos system is. They're ultra-rich, you're poor. They end competition. They sew up the whole world. They're diplomatically immune, above the law, tax-exempt. Globalism is the new royalty, and you only operate through licensure to them and administrative law. That's what the world government is. Read the white papers. And because I have read their white papers, I've been contacted. And I've been offered jobs with them. How's 3 million sound? How's 10 million sound? And I even had Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group at the time, come on the show. He knew who I was. And John Herman heard during the breaks. He also said on air, Alex, come to New York. Meet with us. You know, you're the leader of your group. You're going to be the leader of the opposition. Just work with us. It's a good plan. World government's good. Alex, come on. He said, I just had to get out of here. You know, you're just not sensible. They just have this confidence of, we're the good guys. We run things. We're taking over. He said it on air. He said it off air. Yeah, there's a world government. Join it, Alex. And I've had people bigger than Rothkopf. And I wear a journalistic hat, so I'm in a meeting with somebody. You know, it's off record unless they talk about criminal stuff. And they just say, Alex, the public's a bunch of dumb scum. They don't want your help. They're going to adapt to be slaves, not the other way around. They're going to tear you apart. You just need to join us. And I say, why are you saying I should join you? Well, you get it. You read our documents. You care. You understand the plan. You should join us. And I'm not bragging. You can see their forethought that they were trying to hire me. And I'm sure they hire a lot of folks that they see as up-and-comers. 19 years ago, the offer started. Small networks, big networks, the biggest networks, then other deals, TV deals, movie deals. And they look at me and they go, you don't want $10 million, book deals, the best-looking women, and movie deals. Guaranteed movie deals. You're going to be a movie star. You got the talent. You got it all. No, I don't want it. Alex, $10 million is more than I make. Now, I got a bunch of stock. This is the kind of conversations with presidents and things. You don't want $10 million. No, I don't want $10 million. But see, the general public hasn't experienced these things. They don't know, but they're now learning via the WikiLeaks. Now, let me continue. Let's go to this next one. Liberal losers, who again aren't liberals, cry and complain. We just played that. Clinton supporters, racism, Russia, why we lost, CNN. So it's this compilation of Russia, racist, homophobes, everything but them, everything but Hillary being a crook, everything but we're sick of the Clinton name, everything but we want change. That's why the same white Midwest elected Obama, who you now call racist. It's made up crap. And then we come back. I'm going to tell you about the real discussions going on in white America. I'm going to let you in on the real secret of what's going on in white America. You're going to hear it on the other side. But first, let's go out to the break with this clip.
As the weeks went by, that deep sense of sadness and loss gave way to a tremendous, tremendous anger as we realize from all the news that's coming out that this election was stolen from the American people by Russia.
What evidence do you have that Russia stole the election?
There was information from the CIA saying that Russia was meddling in the election.
But what evidence do you have that it swayed the outcome?
The hacking that the Russian government did of the DNC emails provided...
They use the term hack to mean political hack, influence in the media. Okay, this has all been disproven. The head of all intelligence has come out and said it's all bull. But the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians were openly involved bragging about it. And look how helpless these women look. You think folks like this built this country? That they created these soft bureaucrat types that are in la-la land. Here they are.
That the Russian government did of the DNC emails provided an endless supply of negative commentary in the news about Hillary.
How many people think that Russia swayed the outcome of this race? Had it not been for Russia, Hillary Clinton would have won.
You know what, Ed?
You agree with that?
We're going to come back and play the rest. Folks, this is so asinine. The entire mainstream media admitted they had no qualms about lying about Trump. Totally negative. Deception. Coordinating with the White House. Coordinating with everybody. And then they changed the subject off the WikiLeaks to claiming Russia did it with no evidence. I mean, it is just ridiculous. You didn't vote against Hillary. No, the Russians mind-controlled you.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Good evening, people. My name is Charlie Sales. I'm coming at you from FetalRecords.com. Now, we got a great Christmas album coming at you. I'm not the only one on it. Many artists give you different bouquets of styles and feels of the Christmas spirit. Now, again, FetalRecords.com. Charlie Sales. And have a Merry Christmas.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
From now on Friday, January 20th, 2016, the 45th President of the United States will be sworn in and inaugurated. And if you don't think they're going to not cause riots and all sorts of attacks, I think you're living on another planet. Like, I should open the phones up and ask callers. I always love to crowdsource your views. It's always amazing. On how do you think they're going to try to disrupt it now? They failed in stealing the nomination. They failed trying to steal the general election. They failed with their fake recounts that gave more votes to Trump. They failed with the unseating of the electors. Some say there could still be some manipulation up until the 6th or so when they're announced, but there could be something happening in Congress. But I don't really see that happening now. I told you they were going to try, though. But now I feel better about the process. We've gotten out of the woods, but I feel like something's over the hill. What do you think? In fact, I'm going to open the phones up to take calls on this subject when Salente joins us, just to pop in with your quick comment. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, I got cut off getting into the butthurtness of the liberals in a focus group on CNN. A lot of these focus groups have turned out to be fake with Democratic operatives, but it's all these women that are just shocked the Russians took over. It's all been discredited. It's all bull. But it changes the subject from the WikiLeaks. It's so ridiculous. Talk about a conspiracy theory. It was U.S. intelligence leaked the information. It was U.S. intelligence linked up with the Russians and gave intel on helping kill ISIS. Our military told Obama 3+ years ago, it stops now. And I told you that was historical. There's already been a soft coup against the globalists. The globalists took over the country through fraud. There was a soft coup because the internet news, not just us, was able to get the information to the troops. Pat Riley was on a plane yesterday back from taking some time off with his wife in Sedona, Arizona. And as they landed, the news was coming out that there had been this latest truck attack in Berlin, killing a bunch of people. It's now 12 people, more in critical condition, 60-plus injured. And he said he started watching people sitting beside him in front of him. Clearly a military guy, went to InfoWars. It wasn't updated yet, 30 minutes after. And then he watched the guy go to Drudge. And then he's walking down the hall. He watches somebody go to Fox. It's not there. He watches him go to InfoWars. And he watches him go to Drudge. I mean, there it is right there. Of course, Drudge had it within 2 minutes. I was sitting there shooting a video at home. And already on the Nice situation and part two, what happened in Berlin. And then the news came in that he got in the 270. Sure enough, I went to Drudge and Drudge had it. And I called up the great crew. That's why we need a few more staff. And said, hey, post this article. It's kind of that in-between time at like 5 o'clock or so is when people are going off to shift. There's not really anybody at night who's on unless this crew just decides to work 18 hours a day. I need 4 or 5 more writers, more posters, more analysts. I need more camera people. I need it now. That's why we have free shipping store-wide to try to get enough volume to pay the bills around here. People respond to discounts. The products are already discounted generally, but we lower the prices, like 33% off on BrainForce. 20% more now in each bottle. That's basically a lost leader. 50% off on colloidal silver, $9.95 right now, and free shipping. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. We're extending it throughout the week to try to make back the capital we were budgeting on, be able to hire the new crew in the new year, and be able to expand. And listeners have made up most of the shortfall from the hackers blacking out InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Again, the sites weren't hacked in the traditional sense of gotten into. They were just blocked with massive denial of service attacks, DDoS attacks, robot attacks. And so now they're back up for now. Thank you for your support. If you were unable to order or there's more products you want to get or you want to support the First Amendment, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or always you can call toll-free 24/7, 888-253-3139. Let's go out to break, though, with the rest of the CNN disinformation network with these poor Democrat voters.
The hacking that the Russian government did of the DNC emails provided an endless supply of negative commentary in the news about Hillary.
How many people think that Russia swayed the outcome of this race? Had it not been for Russia, Hillary Clinton would have won. You agree with that?
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
But for months and months, all of the American voters were swayed by what they heard and saw in the news.
The other thing I thought was a big factor is the fake news on Facebook.
Well, I wish, what fake news story cost for the election?
I would say the fake news and the Russia stuff are very connected, because a lot of the fake news came out of people's interpretation of the leaks. A lot of late deciding voters broke for Trump, and the Comey email, it sort of seemed to line up in terms of timing with the Comey email.
What I don't hear you saying is putting any responsibility on her campaign. March. What percent?
Empires on the run.
We'll be back.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate-forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. 3 p.m. Central, we're here. And I've got to just settle down because this type of news drives me crazy. The Witness Nice this summer. The Witness Berlin as an 18-wheeler runs over men, women, and children. And to watch the media be apologists and to cover up for Orthodox Islam. And to know they knew bringing in millions of military-age men from war-torn areas where their cult is so out of control, they're constantly all killing each other. I mean, I don't want to be in a Jim Jones cult. I don't want to be in the Islamic cult. I don't want to go to Arkansas with snake handlers and roll around either. I mean, I just don't like cults. And I know a cult when I'm looking at one, and the brand of Islam coming out of Saudi Arabia's rear end that's sprayed all over Europe and the rest of the world is a cult. The only other freakier, weirder one is North Korea. And I've decided which one's worse, quite frankly. And I can make that judgment. North Korea is freaking crazy. A hereditary dictator that executes family members with mortar fire, with 3 days of screaming and crying and worshiping him when he walks around or his dad dies. I mean, that's the only time I see this. When Hillary lost, it was the same. Trump's going to cut our taxes. He's going to murder the gay people. And the right wing was like, oh, this is wonderful. We're going to vote for Trump. And I was like, he's got rainbow flags at the convention. Nobody's ever done that. He's saying up there, be nice to all the gay people. Now some of the right wing's like, he's not anti-gay. What are we going to do? He lied to us. He never said that. I mean, I love how the right wing was buying all the left wing's lies, too, about Trump. And then the left spins it and goes, oh, he cons you. See, he made you think he was right wing. No, he didn't. He's nationalistic. He's kind of strong nanny. But compared to globalists trying to destroy the country, I'll take Trump any day. I mean, he does radical stuff like goes and gives speeches by Christmas trees and says, Merry Christmas. What type of culture are we in where the president can't say Merry Christmas? And the media's like, boy, that was extreme. What next? Carol Talente joins us until the end of the hour. Then we have Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL expert on the jihad attack and the tattoo soft offensive by Islam we're seeing. Obviously, we're going to talk about the cold-blooded execution of the Russian ambassador to Turkey, which Russia says is a false flag. Here it is. Ambassador assassination. Russian officials blame NATO. Turks blame Gulen. Russian MP blames NATO conspiracy for killing of ambassador in Turkey. That's out of the Independent. Yeah, it calls it a false flag. Both of those terms are now in the vernacular, in the nomenclature. Putin, Russian ambassador murder aimed at undermining Syria peace process. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Russian officials, highly likely ambassador assassination in NATO, false flag. That's Infowars.com, where you actually get what the Russians said. Continuing, Russian diplomat found dead from a gunshot wound at home just hours after ambassador killed at art exhibition. Remember Obama said, we will counter Russia at the time of our choosing? That's what you're seeing. A lot of Russian intelligence operatives. The head of intelligence has been killed. They're really trying to start a war with Russia. Now, the only way to do that, start killing Putin's driver, start killing the ambassador, start killing members of the media, then blame it on Putin. Not saying Putin's an angel by any means, but he's not expanding. He's trying to stabilize Russia, which they don't like. If they were strong like China, they'd be bullying us like they're doing. So that's some of what we've got to break down. There is so much to go over. Gerald Celente is one of the top trends forecasters in the world, best-selling author, one of my favorite guys to interview, and one of the audience's favorite guests. I appreciate him coming on short notice today. I just wanted to get him to respond to all this, trendsresearch.com. Gerald, I got to say you look very, very sharp today. You always look sharp, but I really, really, really like that style you're kicking today, my friend. Where would you like to begin? I mean, what we're seeing with Trump being seated, if they're this desperate, where are they going? The ambassadorship, the latest jihad attack?
Here's where I like to start. I like to start with Bill Clinton yesterday. Trump knows how to get angry white men to vote for him. I guess maybe he said that, you know, Bill Clinton smoked, but he didn't inhale. Maybe he inhaled, because this is from the Trends Journal, the current issue, when we reviewed the election. Trump received about the same number of white male votes as did Mitt Romney in 2012. So, Bill, that's why you got the name Slick Willie, because you and the rest of the prostitute media are putting out this lie. Here are the facts. They're all outlined in the Trends Journal, which you have. Remember, Trump got the same amount of white male voters as did Mitt Romney in 2012. We go on to say, despite Hillary Clinton playing the first woman to be elected president gender card, she received 2 million fewer votes from women than Obama did in 2012. I'm mentioning this, Alex, because everybody's playing that stupid,
The facts are the very same people that elected Obama elected Trump. They want change. They want a good economy. They don't want World War III.
You got it. So, but they're sending the propaganda that the Russians did it, because maybe, you know, it wasn't the Russians, because if the Russians only had Clinton, how come the Democrats got creamed in the House, lost the Senate, lost the state houses across the country?
Biggest state loss ever. 900 state seats lost.
Right. Had nothing to do with the Russians. It had to do with the traitor in chief. The guy that went around and campaigned.
Well, wait a minute. I burned my toast this morning, and the dog ate my homework back in fifth grade. You're saying that wasn't the Riskies?
Again, it was the traitor-in-chief, Obama, who lied his way into the office, campaigned more than any other sitting president in modern history for Clinton, going around the country with that arrogant attitude about, hey, folks, you want to keep my legacy alive? This is what they said to his legacy at the Senate, in the House, and all the legislatures. It had, again, those are the facts. So the people want to talk the Russian crap, and they want to talk about white male votes. Just got rid of that one. Because here's another number. Remember, 2 million women fewer voters than Obama in 2012. More importantly, just 30% of eligible women cast their ballots for Clinton, compared to 47% who did not vote. Nothing to do with the Russians, and she's played the gender card, and the women said, because you saw the polls, 60% of the people that went to the polls thought that Clinton was untrustworthy and dishonest.
And by the way, let's go further, because I know you're going off their own mainline polls. They've been proven to add 7, 9, 12, 14, 15, on average about 9 points more for Hillary in all these polls, not just popularity polls, not just voting polls, but all these indexes. They've also been caught currently trying to hold down Trump's polls, even though they're actually rising. So the truth is, wasn't this a total repudiation of the mainstream media's credibility, which AP admits? Was it 6% pre-election? Might even be negative now?
It might be. Yeah. Again, these are the facts, because everybody's glossing over it, and they give Slick Willie Clinton all this coverage.
Sure. So how do we counter the claim that it's a white lash, another attempt to race bait? What do we do?
Right. But again, well, you keep doing what we're doing. But again, here's the race bait card. You ready for this one? Some 2 million black voters who cast ballots for Obama in 2012, they didn't cast ballots for Clinton. So it has nothing to do with the Russians. It has to do with who they are. So what do we do? What we do is we have to keep calling out the fake media, because as soon as Trump got elected, the first day in USA Today, how could a sitting president who has 74 lawsuits against him go into the White House, or words to that effect? This was the coverage after Obama won. Look at the coverage.
And for radio listeners, it's the New Yorker with, because most of our audience is radio, we got to remind folks of that. It's Obama as George Washington. It's all positive. Obama's loving. He's good. He's an angel. And now the coverage is Trump's a demon.
That's it. Look at the hypocrisy of the media. I think maybe Obama's going to play Hamilton, huh? Yeah, he could probably pull that off. Got the wig. Yeah.
But wait, Gerald, I've got this super secret photo the CIA released to Obama. We're now releasing it. It's on screen for TV viewers, Infowars.com/show. Democrats got this secret photo of a room full of Russian hackers the day before the election. It's actually 50,000 Trump supporters filling a 50,000-person stadium. But that was all Russian hackers, Gerald.
Yeah. This is the hypocrisy of the media. This is the New York Magazine. All new. The truly radical politics of Barack Obama. Look at the hypocrisy of what the media did then and what they're doing now. So as we see it, this is going to be one of the biggest changes that we are going to witness in our lifetimes as far as politics. I want to put this into perspective. Because we just heard for what, a week and a half, watch out for the Electoral College. You've been covering it all. We don't need to go into the details. They did that for a week and a half. For 2 weeks, it's been the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. Come January 20th, none of this is going to be important. A whole new direction is going to take place. Yes, there's going to be crying by the little liberals. They're not going to count. I have never been more positive, and I've been on your show for a decade at least.
It's at least, I looked it up about 12 years.
Yeah. And people would say, oh, that Salenti, he's a gloom and doomer. I was a gloom and doomer when the facts were there, because here's the facts. Why did Trump win? We said why back in May. It's the economy, stupid. Since Obama's been in, 95% of the wealth has gone to the 1%. So, yes, that's why I'm negative.
And by the way, let me just say this, because I'm on the same page. Just because of optimism, suddenly restaurants are up. Suddenly small shops are getting more business. Over $1 trillion's been added to the stock market. He's already bringing back all these massive jobs. Just on the confidence, it makes the world confident about us instead of just poo-pooing that we could ever have a future. We're America. That's still sexy all over the world. People want America to come back. They want America to be successful. They want the old America that people really did trust and really did like that you've been talking about. So people say, oh, Alex, you know, I thought the government's all evil. Suddenly you love it. No, I'm saying we've got a shot at trying to make it better again and not being the Legion of Doom. And it's very, very exciting. And Trump is already delivering, but he's riding a wave that you predicted 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It was more than that. How many years ago was it you put out a special issue on nationalism, globalism in crisis in the next few years? And I'll be honest, Gerald, I said on air, I hope you're right, because I thought you were being too optimistic. You saw it coming. Who else saw it coming? There was a few others. The former head of Black Ops for really CIA, not just State Department, but Steve Pachinik saw it coming 5 years ago. How did you see that coming?
Well, again, because of why the elections are going on around the world. The people are fed up with the elites.
Yeah, but you saw it before it happened. How many years ago was that?
Thanks. But you know, it's how it works. You know, so we try to look beyond what the people are saying and what they're feeling. So going back to what you were just saying, it's one of our top trends. Think of Trump's campaign slogan and why we are optimistic about the future. Make America great again. So one of our trends are true nostalgia. When was again? Look at the difference, for example. You know, as I mentioned to you on your show, it wasn't that only Clinton got beat. We saw Obama got beaten. Major media got beaten by Trump. The rappers got beaten, Beyonce, the entertainment industry, Hollywood, Silicon.
They threw everything they could against us, and they lost.
That's right. They lost. Silicon Valley lost. Now, let's take Silicon Valley. With that arrogant attitude that they have, they know best, one thinking mind. Look at the way they dress. Look at that Zuckerberg. He shows up all the time in a T-shirt. Look at the way the Trump children dress. Look at the way Trump puts out things. Go back to Make America Great Again. Think of true nostalgia. Whatever you want to make it up in your mind, however you want to bring
it back. The 1950s 2.0.
Or whatever you want it to be. Elegance, grace, and style.
And you've always obsessed on, if people don't dress nice, and they don't care about their own environment, they don't care about you. And you're right. The slobbishness. Well, they declassified the CIA in the 50s and 60s, put out ugly art and ugly architecture to make us feel small and depressed. That's declassified. You've always harped on this, and now it's all admitted. That's a good point.
And now you have Trump presenting it. Look at his daughters. Look at his sons. Look at the way they show up. They're not like that. What I'm saying is, for people that want to become entrepreneurs, seize the moment. Make it new, make it old, retrofit it, do whatever you
want. It's energy, it's a spirit we need.
Exactly, and that's what he's bringing back. But he's not talking about it, it's what he does. And a number of the people that he's bringing on with them live at that kind of lifestyle. So what we're saying as trend forecasters is for the people listening, for the people that want to move ahead, seize on what he's doing, play the Trump card. So, for example, let's say you want to make sneakers. Play the Trump card. come out with Made with Pride in America, your footwear, whatever, and then start running ads up where Nike is.
If everybody piggybacks on that, you'll have market dominance in just a couple years. Exactly. I mean, people ask why my show's so successful. People want Americana. They want success. And if you believe in it, humans can do anything. It's about confidence. And globalism was about austerity. We're poor. It's all over. Submit to it. Go away. You've got to be poor. I mean, it ought to be easy for us to beat these people if we simply deliver. And again, here's the problem. You're right about all this. I agree with you. A huge renaissance is coming back worldwide, not just Trump. He's just riding the wave. The globalists are going to strike back, Gerald. Look at their hysteria. I'm concerned in the next 30 days. What do you think?
You know, as I said, the next 30 days are important. But once Trump gets in, the whole scenario, what we're hearing now of all this worthless fake news is going to go away. But I want to make one point about playing the Trump card. If you look what Trump did, the first thing he did when during the campaign, he took out the top guy. He went over to Jeb Bush, put his hand on his shoulder on national television. Yeah, you're a nice guy, but you really don't have it. Boom, he knocked out one top guy after another. So when you're making Pride with America products, you're going to make footwear, start running ads up in Oregon and say, hey, Phil Knight, the guy with Nike over there, what are you getting your shoes made from slave labor workers over there, bringing them back to America?
Just like he's shaming Boeing to moving a lot of Boeing back. Exactly. He's using that bully pulpit, and that's what he's supposed to do. Notice Obama said, oh, what do you have, some magic wand? And, of course, he did end up having a magic wand, didn't he?
We got to keep the show clean.
No, but what I'm saying is, exactly, I'm saying the magic wand is common sense, saying, hey, if China's got a 15% lower tax than we do, we've got to lower to that level, and then boom, the jobs come right back. This is not rocket science.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, for the entrepreneur to play the Trump card, you start going after the people that are importing all these crappy products, marking them up and becoming billionaires.
No, I agree. I mean, the plan was in the last few decades was just sell out America. Now the attitude is we're coming back. So it's that idea.
Exactly. So what we're saying is for people to seize on the opportunity. It's there. And Trump is showing it.
How do they say that in Latin? Carpe diem?
Yeah. Seize the moment.
All right. Now let me, because I skipped the break, I want to take a few calls here and get their ideas on how they think they may try to overthrow Trump before he even gets in. Look at all they've done. Past behavior is the greatest indicator of future performance or behavior. But I want to just cover a few other little tidbits quickly, boom, 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 with you from the Trends Journal, Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com. What about the Fed? Obviously, they've kept interest rates low forever, but if they raise them, it's a problem if you do, it's a problem if you don't. But suddenly, because the economy heats up because of confidence with Trump, it's still in bad trouble, suddenly they want to raise them. What do you make of that?
I think they're going to raise them. The forecasts are now maybe two times more, and they have to come up. It's going to hurt mostly the foreign countries, because they borrowed all that money, the emerging markets, particularly China, in cheap dollars. So now they have to pay them back in dollars, but their currencies are going down.
And now notice the dollar's strong again. It's like a magic switch got thrown when Trump got elected, because I guess it signaled we're not laying down anymore.
Yes. And again, look at the people he's bringing in for negotiating. Whether it's Wilbur Ross, Mnuchin, Tillerson. I mean, these guys, look at the experience that they have.
Yeah, folks are saying, oh, more rich people. It's not rich people that stole the money at hedge funds or whatever. It's people that actually are the best salesmen in the world that have connections everywhere. I mean, they say Rex Tillerson is the genius choice.
Again, if they do what they did for their businesses, for we the people, this is the kind of guy I would want to hire. And all that they have, they
wait, we shouldn't just hire more lawyers that never did anything?
Yeah, right. Or a politician. By the way, I think politicians should be banned from running for office. These people never work.
By the way, guess what Rex Tillerson is? He's an engineer. That's it. He started in Texas at oil wells. Now he runs one of the biggest corporations in the world. Everybody loves him all over the planet. And they are so scared right now because they know what this lineup means. Trump is about to just absolutely dominate bringing jobs back. And again, that's the plan that I was told about even beforehand, which is pretty much the Americana plan. But now it's in of course, in the whole plan that was put out in the Hollywood Reporter article with Stephen Bannon, his chief advisor. They know the leftist plan to make everybody poor to control them. They plan to bring in so much wealth that even the poorest people see such big results that they basically turn against collectivism forever. They're attempting to kill communism, but actually deliver the plan at the end of Lenin of the state withering away. That's pretty hardcore.
Alex, this is the time for America to become a self-sustaining economy. With 320 million people strong, we could make 98% of all the clothes we bring into this country is manufactured overseas. And people say, well, you can't do manufacturing. Oh, yeah, I think there's this country called Germany, and about 25% of their GDP or thereabouts is from manufacturing, and only 11, 12% in the United States. Oh, they can do it, we can't. Oh, and those manufacturing jobs pay so much higher wages. So what I'm saying is that everybody out there that wants to take your life into your own hands, if you believe you have the skills and the products, now is the time.
And Gerald, what you're saying is so powerful. What you're saying is so powerful. Forget Trump, whether he delivers or not. We can deliver with the whole message Gerald's been preaching forever that's pure Americana. And Gerald's been preaching it for 20-plus years. We're going back to Gerald and a few of your calls from Andrew, Jeremy, Trevor, Jesse, Justin, and others. But before we do, remember, today is the last day in the lower 48, because now the Postal Service can deliver by Saturday today to get stuff before Christmas. We've been hacked. We've been attacked. We need the funds. But we've got great discounts, free shipping store-wide, up to 50% off on a lot of the items, like colloidal silver and other great products. We do have, of course, the Made in America toothpaste with the colloidal silver, and, of course, it's also got the iodine in it. We've lowered the price back down to $9.95 because folks liked it so much at that. But we have it where you can also support us and get it for $14.95 and help fund the operation. But it really is special toothpaste. It's amazing. Developed by my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon. Nobody else has got it with colloidal silver and the iodine. It's amazing. It turns blue. It goes from white to blue because real iodine isn't red. It's blue, and it turns blue in the oxygen. It's amazing. InfoWars. Store.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. If the store is blocked because of massive communist Chinese hack attacks, you can always call toll-free 888-253-3139. Let's jam in some calls here. Andrew, what do you think about all they've done to try to block Trump? Will they try to pull something now in the last 30 days before he's president?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's a real honor to talk to you and Mr. Salente. I just wanted to ask you, do you think they're going to try and use this like thing with Russia to like start like a war and like get in martial law, or is this kind of like a hostage taker pointing a gun at their own head and being like, oh, shoot?
Well, sure. I mean, that's a great question. I mean, don't you think that's what the Russians think, that's what everybody else thinks, that this whole assassination of the Russian ambassador is trying to stir up something in the last 30 days with Russia?
Okay, well, it is. But people that are concerned about a coup, we talked about the people that Trump brought in on the economic end. How about all the generals he brought in? I think that they're planning ahead of time and being proactive in his choices just in case they try to do something to disrupt him getting into office or trying to get him out.
Yeah, this isn't boasting. I'm going to just tell the fake left and all you guys want to have some civil war and you got the cop killers out running around and stuff. If you really try martial law, the entire military is just waiting. And then you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And I guess that's what Gerald's getting at. Right, Gerald?
Yeah, look at the people that he's picked in his cabinet. You got all these generals and you have guys that really know the score.
That's right, so Andrew. Yeah, they're pretty freaked out. They know all those generals are listeners. I mean, not just Flynn, folks. Andrew, we appreciate your call. Great points. Jeremy and others, we're back in 70 seconds, a few more minutes, with Gerald Salente, then Roger Stone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.